Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay. Here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
We will talk a little bit about Spiegs' favorite commissioner.
The last time I made news with you, it didn't go that well for me, is my recollection.
Was that when you canceled the All-Star game in Atlanta?
Yeah. Rob Manfred has enjoyed his trip to Japan.
Rob, you came here. Well, what's been your favorite non-baseball part of the week?
I'll tell you, I went to a place this morning that people were talking about for pancakes. Sounds like an odd thing to do in Tokyo. The pancakes are about that thick, and they're the most unbelievable things you've ever
really?
Eaten.
Yeah. Pancakes in Tokyo.
I'll show you a little picture after we're done. It's pretty good.
Never had a pancake I didn't like.
Yeah, well, these are special. They really are. So but it's been fun.
Kill me right now.
I don't like it here. I've decided not to stay.
It's legit just a cake.
But, you know, pancakes are great, though.
Where is Pancake's house?
What?
We stop at Pancake's house.
What are you, nuts? We have pancakes for breakfast. Gotta go to a place where I can get a shot and a beer and steak, maybe. Not more pancakes. Come on.
A note to Alex Cohen. If the commissioner shows you a picture on his phone, take his phone and run.
Asking for a piece of metal back.
See how many texts from Jerry Reinsdorf he's gotten?
It's probably just all golf instructional videos, really.
Underrated from Alex Cohen in that cut. Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, I'll show you a little picture afterward.
The texter says, you did not need to specify favorite non-baseball thing. We all know who he's talking to. Favorite thing in Japan is not baseball.
Come on, Tom, say it with me, you pancake eating...
Pancakes are about that thick.
God.
His pancakes.
Pancakes.
Games. Blouses.
After it was all over, he took us in the house to serve his pancakes.
Pancakes. I'll show you a little picture afterward.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes. Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
We thank you so much for hanging out with us. Spiegel and Holmes Show, we are here with you until 6 o'clock. 12 hours ago, people were waking up to see the final game of the Cubs and the Dodgers out in Japan. It did not go well. It didn't go well for the Cubs, and we have been discussing that throughout today's show. People have been very angry at the Cubs, even though it's only the second game of the season. Spiegs has got some strategery to talk with you about inside of this, and... there was a lot of cool moments that happened in Tokyo, too.
Yeah, man. You know, I loved having this as a unique way to start our season. it's a bad taste in your mouth if you're just thinking about it from a fan perspective. Obviously, when you lose two games, you wait for all these months and you get two games and they were the duds that they were, largely offensively. And Justin Steele was bad today, and Ben Brown's one bad inning yesterday kind of crushed you. So, and there was some sloppy ball yesterday. They played cleaner today. How about John Birdie today?
3 for 4. You said he wasn't going to be in the lineup.
I thought they were going to take him out of the lineup and maybe give Vidal Brujan a shot. Brujan got into the game as a pinch runner in the ninth inning. But John Birdie's a pro, man. He's a good, solid pro, and he came back with a real good day offensively and made a bunch of good plays defensively as well today. So that's a nice piece for the bottom of the roster. And so, I mean, overall, it was fun, though, wasn't it? Did you do yoga again this morning? Did you have yoga and baseball?
No, today it lined up really well for me because I was able to catch up right before I leave for the gym. My gym opens at 7. So I was able to get to the gym and watch innings 7, 8, and 9 on the elliptical. Perfect.
Oh, there you go.
Perfect.
We woke up early and stayed in the bedroom this time instead of like setting up everything in the living room like I did. But just, you know, sat up, leaning against the wall, watching baseball and just enjoying it. And I chose not to live tweet this morning. Just have some coffee time, relax. Then about 7 o'clock, she said, I think I'm going to go back to sleep. So I watched an hour of baseball with the wife sleeping.
That's beautiful.
It was lovely. It was like, I mean, it's like the options that you have with the early morning baseball are very, very different. I guess you're allowed to sleep during games any time of day. Does this check out?
Well, I think it's a different conversation. Steen has lost her meatball status. This is 2 days in a row now that she did not participate through the whole game. Yeah. A very special showcase of Cubs baseball.
Do you think that maybe she wasn't feeling it because it was international? That it doesn't feel right to her? Because
she does hate Japan, right? You've said that multiple times.
Not historically, no. No, I don't think so. I think she's just, you know, maybe she's not really feeling it yet.
But that's what I mean, that it doesn't, it doesn't feel the same. Like her body clock might even be off on this. We're a week early.
Yeah.
We're a week early on this.
And she's a home opener girl. Like, that's when it really kicks into high gear. That Friday, April 4th is going to be a thing.
I know. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, right? So, I mean, you got... yeah. The old 120 start.
Stretch out a little bit.
Just relax.
Watch another episode of Star Trek before you come in.
She was laughing at me because I got agitated a couple of times during the game, you know, just because like, oh, come on, man. You can't. What are you doing? Come on, you got to do more with
see,
that.
See, here's the thing. I think that you're flexing a muscle.
Uh-huh.
You're the host of Hit and Run. You're a baseball guy here. Mm. So you thinking critically about things that are happening inside of a game, you're getting all of that stuff back. Like, you're getting all that muscle memory back because you're the guy that has to sit here and talk about this stuff.
Sure.
I think that you're dragging a lot of people along for the ride that are just mad. That they're mad because the Cubs lost. See, you're not mad that the Cubs lost.
Not even a little.
Because you get it.
Because it's two games.
Exactly.
And and you're playing the Dodgers. And you're also playing in this convoluted, weird-ass schedule anomaly in the middle of spring training.
Well, you're going to go back to spring training for a week.
When you zoom out, Lawrence, it's absurd. And you're not going to complain about it if you're the Cubs because it's an incredible trip. It's a wonderful trip. It's a great showcase. It's all of those things. And I'm sure the Dodgers aren't complaining and they won the games. But the truth is that both teams, what a weird ass thing to do to your season.
It's very strange.
Isn't it? It is a weird ass thing.
But it is worth it.
It is totally worth it.
I want to just share this with you.
Please.
Okay?
Please.
Because I asked a friend of ours who was there.
Okay.
And I said, could you come on and talk about this? Because I saw that you were at the game.
Okay.
And this person said, I hope you're doing great, buddy. That game was tough to watch last night. It was the same damn thing we saw all of last year.
Signed, Rodney Pete is dead on.
He is. Signed, Nick Friedel.
Oh, that's phenomenal. I love that Friedel was there. And he's like, and Friedel is like, a really thoughtful, level basketball head.
Baseball meatball.
That, and you need that in your sports life. That's amazing. All right, Tanny with the Rodney Pete reference. I don't know if anybody saw when who went over to try and get it was Muncy.
Muncy, yep.
Max Muncy went over to try to get a pop up, and he jumped up against the netting, and some dude had his glove and reached out and made a sweet one-handed catch of a pop-up that was foul. He didn't take it away from Max Muncy, but he made a sweet catch and immediately put his hand behind his back, and he looked slick doing it, and it looked funny, and it was entertaining as hell. And we found out later that that was former USC and Detroit Lions quarterback Rodney Pete. That's amazing.
Down on Jump Street.
The way that Muncy looked at him, like, damn, you just took that ball away from me. No, brother. That ball went right past your glove and into Rodney's below yours.
It's true. He looked
yeah,
like he was
missed
pissed.
The ball.
Yep, yep.
Do you think Max is going to be like, oh, that was Rodney Pete?
Probably not. He's kind of a red ass.
Yeah, he is.
Well, I asked in the group thread. It was Holly Robinson, his wife, there. And I couldn't see on my phone. And then she's there. You can see in the video.
Oh, my God.
She's sitting right next to him.
I love that.
That is phenomenal.
I love that.
Shane, please put Rodney Pete in the Slack, in the producer Slack.
I did this morning.
I love it. I want to talk to Rodney Pete. What's he doing over there? Is he a baseball guy? He just go over for the game?
Wait, no.
He's a sushi chef.
No, I think I remember this. I believe their son works for the Dodgers. I think that's the story that... I think that's it. That their son works for the Dodgers.
He's a clubhouse attendant, and he's got autism.
That's what it.
Yeah,
I remember. I think Rodney told Dan and I that story. We had him on maybe last year, and I think he told that story. Maybe I saw Holly talking about it.
That's fascinating.
Yep,
that's really cool.
I hate to take the mood down, but I do want to let people know because we do. Try and do a service here. I'm watching Channel 9 along with other stuff. There's been a tornado warning issued for Will County. So be super careful. If you're listening to us, go downstairs. If you're in Will County, tornado warning, like wow. Not watch. So someone's seen a funnel. So just be careful out there and just go to the safest place in your house if you're in Will County.
And you can bring us with you. You can bring us with you. We'll hang out and we'll keep you distracted or entertained and or informed as well along the way. Yeah, that's scary stuff. You were right. You called it, man. You looked outside when it was like 11 p.m. dark at around 3:10 here downtown.
Scary.
It looked freaky. You're like, that's some of that tornado-ish. And it turns out as it's moving around and bouncing around, it is manifesting in Will County. One other really cool sighting in Tokyo to make sure people saw Kerry Wood and Mark Pryor together. Mark Pryor, the pitching coach for the Dodgers. Kerry Wood, obviously Cubs ambassador and Cubs Hall of Famer, was there. And seeing them together, the pictures have gone a little bit viral, but there's also like a 30-second video that Marquee posted of them just hanging out and talking and then like posing. And it's just, it's really cool. And when you think about how much promise there was for that pairing in 2003. And the whole thing was with Zambrano, who had the longest and best career as a Cub of all of them. Matt Clement also there. I mean, there was a lot of big time arms and big time promise. And 2003 obviously was what it was. Then 2004 was one of the ugliest things ever. But Wood and Pryor is like, because there was a moment there, they were on the cover of Sports Illustrated together.
Yes.
I mean, like, there was a moment there where you're like, we might, it's possible that there's a little bit of a Don Drysdale, Sandy Koufax thing happening
here. There
are
two aces on this team.
Yeah. You know, like, and I've thought about them a lot through the years because to me it was like, Pryor was the artist and Wood was the flamethrower. And I remember I've thought about them sometimes when I have two guitarists on stage with Tributosaurus and one of them is just like playing blisteringly fast and is all chops and the other one has a little more touch and technique. I've made the Wood and Pryor corollary to the two guitar players because I'm a weird guy like that. But like, they left a mark on our psyche as baseball fans, that pairing in a lot of ways. So it was cool to see them reunited.
I always like seeing Mark Pryor kind of pop back up and you see him like work his way to the point where he's now the pitching coach for the Dodgers. And I always get excited to see him out there still doing something that he really loves, which is being involved with pitching. And anytime you see either one of those guys, but especially both of those guys, you think about what could have been. You think about how it was set up with him and Wood and Zambrano specifically, like those three guys.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, man, the Cubs are going to be set for a decade.
Right.
Like their rotation is set for a decade with those three guys. And it just, one would get injured and then the other one would get injured. And sometimes they were injured at the same time. Meanwhile, Zambrano's going out there hitting home runs.
Yep.
And all this stuff. What did Zambrano finish with, like 20 home runs in his career?
Something like
which
that.
Which is ridiculous. It just,
And pretty damn good pitching stats.
Underrated. It was a 3.8 ERA for him career-wise.
It's a pretty damn good career.
Yeah.
It really was. And you thought that
3.6
thing was
career.
Woo, boy.
3.6 career and, ooh.
Man. Wait, a 3.6 career ERA. And he could have been a lot more than that. But you can't predict that it's all going to hold together. Sometimes the solar garlic starts to rot and you're wondering, was it for this my life I sought? Like, maybe so, maybe not. It's like it all just, it doesn't coalesce and just keep going.
Zambrano sometimes was a career 44 WAR.
24 homers.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
And then the last thing I wanted to mention on the Cubs is just how difficult the early schedule is. They easily have the most difficult schedule in April of any team in baseball. And in fact, their April schedule is, on paper, more difficult than any team's schedule for any month of the season.
Wow.
They get the Dodgers as they just started, and they're at Arizona.
To start things off in the domestic.
Uh-huh. A little break with the Diamondbacks, but then the Padres and Texas at home, then at the Dodgers, at the Padres, Arizona at home, and the Dodgers again. They play the Dodgers all the times they will for the whole season. April 23rd is the last one. After that, they have the Phillies at home. And so you could look at Sunday, April 27th as a demarcation point because they go to Pittsburgh after that. But then there's more. There's three at Milwaukee, then they have the Giants, then they're at the Mets. So I look at Sunday, the 11th of May, at the end of that Mets series. That is 42 games in.
Is that Mother's Day? So we're going to make Mother's Day a point in the season for us? Because usually it's Memorial Day, 4th of July, and then Labor Day are the days that you look at on the MLB calendar. Let's put Mother's Day on the Cubs calendar this year.
That's a really good point, because usually it is 60 games or Memorial Day is what you think about. But I think seeing where they are after 42 games when they're done with the Mets, like if they're anywhere close to 500.
You feel great about it.
You feel great about it. You should, because it gets way easier after that. It's Miami and then the White Sox and then Miami again and then Cincy and Colorado and Cincy and then Washington. And it's like their May is way, way, way easier than most other teams' May. So their April's ridiculous. 42 games, the 11th of May. If they're at 500 on the 11th of May, you should feel pretty good as a Cubs fan.
Keep that date in mind. We need to take a break, but when we come back, Flula Borg, the delightful Flula Borg, is going to join us as our correspondent from Germany to Japan.
You're putting it all together.
I know that this is exactly the type of stuff you like to talk about. That's next here on The Score.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.